Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Thursday. If you're a fan of the New England Patriots, I think you might be on your way to having an even better Thursday, okay? Because it's Thursday night football, and the New England Patriots, they lead the New York Jets at this moment 13-7. The New England Patriots just scored another one. Trayvon Henderson, another rushing touchdown, and the Patriots now lead the New York Jets 14-7, the Patriots lead the Jets. That's Trayvon Henderson with two rushing touchdowns on two long drives for the Patriots. Good luck to the Jets trying to catch up on this one. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. Of course, tonight, the American League and National League MVP, they were announced. Shohei Ohtani wins his fourth MVP, and Aaron Judge picks up his third MVP over Cal Raleigh. What a world. We talked about a lot over the past 3 hours. Gave you a preview of tonight's Thursday night football matchup. We just talked about Brock Purdy. Looks like he's going to get the start over Mac Jones against the Arizona Cardinals. Man, we had some great guests who came through and joined us. We talked about the Eagles' ongoing drama. Thank you so much to John McMullen for joining us. He covers all things Eagles for Sports Illustrated. And thank you as well to David Kohler, the CEO of SCP Auctions, for coming through right after Ohtani won MVP. And we got more to do. We got one more hour here. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Looks like we got a big fight coming up. I guess it's a big fight. Jake Paul is going to fight Anthony Joshua, I guess that's what's going to happen. What a world, what a day, what a time. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, is in New York City. And I guess today's been, it's been a good day. Botcher, nobody got fired as far as I know, right? I know the Baylor athletic director, he had to step down. But nothing crazy. The past couple of days, people getting fired, people getting in trouble. Today's been okay.
Today's been good so far. I don't know how much Willie Green's going to last in New Orleans. He might be gone soon, but we're quiet so far.
Ain't nobody thinking about the Pelicans. Ain't nobody thinking about them. Is Zion playing basketball? He's still hurt, huh?
Yeah, I think he has the hamstring still.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he may not have hamstrings at this point. That's pretty sad. Kawhi Leonard, we learned that Bradley Beal got a broken hip yesterday. And that it appears Kawhi Leonard, I believe he's been dealing with a foot issue. God only knows when Kawhi's going to come. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. For all the money that we have a lot of professional athletes making, like, push has got to come to shove at some point in time. Like, I know NBA players, and Shaq has made this point in the past. Shaq has said that we got guys who are messing up the money. And when he says messing up the money, he's talking about the potential for future earnings for the next generation with guaranteed contracts. Like, the owners, if I'm an owner of an NBA team, you bet your ass I'm looking at the players in the next collective bargaining agreement. And I'm starting to tick off names. And I get it. To a certain degree, the owners are responsible for load management and wanting to protect their investments. But then when you got guys like Kawhi, who are always hurt, and then you got a dude like Zion, always hurt. He has mechanisms in his contract that trigger him losing money in case he's out or hurt or fat or out of shape. Like, if I'm an owner, I'm looking at the players going, listen, y'all want guaranteed money? You got to earn this cash, man. You can't be sitting on your backside on the bench just perennially injured, perennially hurt. I mean, now we got this ridiculous story about, you know, Anthony Davis, and doctors are saying that they want to sit him out, and Nico Harrison was just like, nah, let him go out there and play. It's just bad all over the place. Well, damn it, now that we got the negativity out the way, let's talk about the good. Congratulations to Shohei Ohtani winning his fourth MVP award. And Shohei Ohtani, this is actually his third MVP award, third consecutive MVP. All Shohei Ohtani knows how to do is win, win, win. I mean, the guy just won a World Series. He just won another MVP. What can't Shohei Ohtani do? I don't know. I guess we'll never find out. Shohei Ohtani on MLB Network, he talked about winning MVP. This is all through his translator. This is what he had to say.
It's truly an honor. But before I say that, I wanted to just give a big shout out to Juan Soto and Schwarber. They had amazing seasons as well. And it was just great. You know, they obviously helped me bring the best out of me in competition.
Oh, yeah. This year, by the way, Shohei Ohtani hit 55 home runs, drove in 102, had an on-base percentage of about 40, and then he only, in returning the pitching this year, he only pitched 50 innings and struck out 62 guys, had an ERA of 2.87. What are we doing out here? They asked Shohei, bruh, is it more difficult for you to hit or pitch? What is it, Shohei? You do everything.
They're both equally difficult, being a hitter, obviously, being a pitcher. But I think this year, because I was coming off, you know, was rehabbing from TJ, I also had my surgery on my left shoulder. So a lot of the focus was to be able to get back to the mound and be able to pitch. So I think in that sense, this year, the difficulty was more on the pitching side for this year.
Okay, all right. Okay, buddy. Yeah, he found something that's difficult for him. It's so easy for him, but it's difficult. Congratulations, Shohei Ohtani. And Batra and I mentioned this upon learning that he won the award tonight. There's a good possibility and a good chance that if Shohei Ohtani is just healthy for the next, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is, if he is healthy and he is still pitching and he is still hitting, He could win MVP every year. He may really catch Barry Bonds at 7 MVPs. You know, Botcher, just for balance in the world of baseball, it's difficult to even think about it because there's so many variables in regards to health. I personally hope that he catches and maybe even surpasses Barry Bonds just because, you know, Barry Bonds was a cheater.
Yeah. Also, well, I just think Barry Bonds being the face of baseball, like the face of baseball all time, besides Babe Ruth, is kind of an issue, especially because
kind of dirty,
very dirty. Even though it wasn't tested positive, but it was allegedly. But either way, it's just Bonds being known for roids and the best hitter in baseball history is just, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah, get him the hell up on out of here. We need Ohtani there. Yeah, Ohtani, and I know there'll be people who be like, well, Ohtani, and I guess it's a running, ongoing joke. I guess in the internet era, it will be that way for various or many years, not various, many years. It'll always be a joke about Shohei Ohtani, you know, setting his interpreter up to take the fall for him because Shohei Ohtani has the gambling problem. But people got to joke about whatever they can on the internet. It's congratulations to Shohei Ohtani. It is, where we at? November of 2025. Dodgers champions in 2026. Let's just go ahead and write that one up. And damn. Damn, Botcha, next year is about to be 2026. Damn.
Yeah, it's flying. It feels like yesterday was 2020.
Yeah, no, but Botcha, there was a point in time. I remember when, like, Alex Rodriguez got his contract, and they were like, oh, his contract is going to last until, you know, 2011. And I'm like, damn, bro, that's even 2000. Anything 2000 sounds way into the future. And now the fact that we're staring into the face of 2026, like, oof.
Yeah, now,
and Terminator, didn't we already have Judgment Day by now? Shouldn't we all be running from robots?
I think it's pretty close, which is also surprising because AI has made an exponential jump recently.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe they were accurate with that one.
2026. Wow. Man. Saying it out loud, 2025 sounds, all these years sound stupid to me. Botcha, these stupid videos pop up on social media. I see them. And they talk to people in college. People who just got to college, and they ask them, what do you consider to be old? And they say anything before the year 2000. Have you seen that crap?
I have. It's getting worse now. People are saying anything before 2004. And it's like, I'm grouped in that. So it's like, yeah, not good.
Well, you don't think anything before the year 2000 is old, do you?
No. I'd say old is the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything from the 70s is old.
Ah, okay. All right. Anything from the 70s. Okay.
Okay, anything that was...
No. I give you credit. I mean, we got people who go in anything with a 19 in front of it is old, and I'm just going, that's more than half my life at that point in time, you know?
Yeah, because I've experienced a little bit of the... Like, I didn't live through the 90s. I was born in 01. But anything in the 90s kind of bled over to when I was a kid. So I don't consider that old.
Okay. All right. Have you ever operated a record player?
Yeah, I actually own a record player. So,
oh, well, would you buy one from Hot Topic?
Yeah, I actually bought it on Amazon. I want to buy a new one, but that's a separate issue. But yeah, I had VHS. I learned how to use DVDs, CDs. All the cassettes, yeah.
Because it was in the house. I guess it was in your house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I experienced part of the 90s. As a kid, just because it carried over.
Okay. You never used a rotary phone in your life?
I have.
You had a rotary phone in your house?
My grandpa had a rotary in his house.
Oh, my God. You were able to turn it around?
It was quite annoying. I don't think I ever, had the functional capabilities to do it, but I've tried it before.
Yeah, when you're a kid trying to work a rotary phone, them trying to turn that is not easy. You got it's for an adult. For old people fingers, not for a child's fingers. It's they made sure them rotary phones were child-proof. Well, in that regard, wow. 2026. Well, anyway, Dodgers champion in 2026. Oklahoma City Thunder champions in 2026. The Florida Panthers champions in 2026. Las Vegas Aces champions in 2026. Botcha, did I forget anybody?
That are locks. Oh.
They ain't no Super Bowl lock, right? Just anybody.
Depends who's the betting favorite. That's at that point.
Yeah, not the Chiefs, right? Not them. Oh, no. Could be the Patriots. I don't know what a turnaround that would be. Right now, the New England Patriots are beating the Jets 14-7. Congratulations to Stephon Diggs. We found out that this man, his child has been born with with Cardi B, the musician. And Stephon Diggs not just concerned about his girlfriend and their child. For whatever reason, Bacha, what's up with these Patriot uniforms? What the hell is this? It's like they're wearing powder blue or grayish blue. What the hell is this about?
I don't know if they're throwbacks or rivalry jerseys.
I don't know.
But either way, they're just like an alternate version that you'll probably see maybe two times, three times in their existence, and it's just a way to make money.
Yeah, anything to make money in the team store. And Stephon Diggs loves the new jerseys. They don't look bad, but he loves them.
New uniforms are great. Definitely something to be excited about. Trying not to get caught up in all that, but it's something that, you know, the league lets us have a little fun here. So we just got to focus on winning the game.
Yeah, when they're playing the New York Jets, it shouldn't be that difficult to go out there and win. Right now, the New England Patriots lead the Jets 14-7 as they're approaching halftime. The New York Jets can't score the football to save their lives. And so let's see if the New York Jets can win their third consecutive game. Meanwhile, the Patriots are trying to go 9-2 on the season and go on an 8-game winning streak. Speaking of winning, we talked about Shohei Ohtani. I told you Aaron Judge, he won the American League MVP. And this was a close one. Aaron Judge pretty much led in every statistical category, not named home runs. Cal Raleigh, the first catcher. Cal Raleigh, the first switch hitter to crank out 60 home runs and helping the Mariners get back to the postseason. Aaron Judge in winning his third MVP. He says, man, Cal Raleigh's awesome. And so is Jose Ramirez.
First off, congrats to Cal Raleigh, Jose Ramirez, you know, everybody out there, man. They had two incredible seasons. You know, it's always fun playing against those two, you know, especially when we play Seattle, man. The main objective is, you know, make sure Cal doesn't beat you, man, because he can beat you from both sides of the plate.
He can beat you at both sides of the plate. Oh, yeah. And then for what about all these other loser-ass kids out here, Aaron Judge? You got any advice for them that they're trying to be like you that will never be like you?
For all the kids out there, just keep working hard. Keep, you know, dream big. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, I always would joke around with my parents in the backyard or, you know, even, you know, just playing Little League that one day I get a chance to be in the major leagues. I never thought it'd be something like this, but it's just truly incredible. Just always chase your dreams.
Chase your dreams. Bacha, you gotta grow like 2 feet taller and put on 1,000,000 pounds to be like that guy, huh?
Yeah, just be 6'7", 250 plus, pure muscle, and have probably one of the best eyes in baseball, too. So, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, what the hell is going on here? So, Bacha, what the hell are the Major League Baseball Awards? What the hell is that?
The award ceremony? Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I think maybe they're just going to have like a whole party, I guess it is, red carpet look.
What even a waste of time.
Even though it was announced who was won already, so I don't understand it.
So, this is very odd. The MLB Awards is the most star-studded night of baseball's offseason calendar. Never heard of it. Think of it like the Grammys for the major... Is this the first year they're doing this crap? Think of it like the Grammys for the major leagues. Some of the game's best players are honored with awards in front of a live audience in a grand celebration of baseball. It is presented by MGM Rewards. Of course it is. All gambling. Here's what you need to know about the show. It's taking place at the Cosmo in Las Vegas. That is a very nice hotel. One of my favorites. Mookie Betts is the host, along with Roy Wood Jr. Okay, Wood was the show host in 23 and 24. I didn't never know this show existed. Oh, here we go. Ronald Acuna, Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, Dexter Fowler, Adam Jones, Cal Raleigh, CeCe Sabathia, Gary Sheffield, Will Smith, Juan Soto. When the award, this will be the third annual MLB award show. It was previously known as the All-MLB Team Awards as it took place during All-Star Weekend. It's in Vegas. Here's a quick breakdown of each award that will be presented. The Hank Aaron Award, Best Overall Offensive Player in Each League. Comeback Player of the Year Awards, Mariano and Reliever of the Year Award, Edgar Martinez, Outstanding DH, Executive of the Bacha. These awards sound like a complete waste of time. What are they doing?
It's the leftovers, the ones that they didn't want to announce earlier in the week.
Oh, my God. Now, if they actually wanted this to be worth a damn, and I get it, it's a very difficult thing to do. You would announce the MVP and Cy Young and all the awards just in Vegas at one time. But you don't want to have losers out there being embarrassed, you know?
Well, it's more than just, like, so they're doing first and second team, too. Like, all MLB. So I guess, in a way, they could have had them there, like, an award show normally. And there's losers at award shows, too. So it's just...
Yeah, but do you want to do that in sports? I mean, I feel like a few years ago, there was a point in time where the NBA... Remember they had an award show? And I feel like they handed out MVP after the season during an award show. Am I bugging?
No, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had an award show. And weren't the losers there?
Yeah, I think there was also awards that were just regular season awards, like best regular season team. There was like best highlight.
Yeah.
It was
very
dumb.
Yeah, but did they give away MVP? They did.
I think so. I'm trying to remember, was that the James Harden year?
I feel like one year was James Harden, another year was somebody else. Yeah. I don't know. It's just award shows for sports are like they're dumb. Like nobody cares. And if you just played an entire season, I just played my ass off. Now it's the off season. You want me to show up for an award that I'm gonna lose? No thanks. No thanks. I mean, Aaron Judge, he accepted the award on his couch. So did Shohei Ohtani. And now we got all these other silly awards taking place in Vegas. Whatever. Next time, Major League Baseball, give me an invite. I'm here for a good dinner. I like the Cosmopolitan Hotel, and I'm here for a good dinner. So chop, chop, make it happen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And what a waste of time this award show is. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about this is a fight. It's going to take place, apparently, and this is going to make a lot of money, but there are a lot of people who think this is going to be a waste of time. I'm going to tell you the latest on Jake Paul. We'll give you an update on tonight's Thursday night football matchup between the Jets and the Patriots. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thursday night football continues on. The New England Patriots, they have the football. It's about 30 seconds left. They lead the Jets 14-7. The Patriots are trying to put some more points up here on the board before they hit halftime. We'll keep you up to date as the show continues on. If you want to call me, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just talked about Aaron Judge winning another MVP, his third overall. We talked about Shohei Ohtani winning another MVP, his fourth overall. I thought Cal Raleigh was going to win MVP. I thought it was just going to be voter fatigue when it comes down to Aaron Judge. But outside of home runs and RBIs, he was just superior in every category imaginable when it comes to the plate. And so he walks away with his third MVP, his second consecutive. He's now the fourth Yankee in history to win four MVPs. If Aaron Judge wins another MVP, he'll have more MVPs than any Yankee in history. And that is saying a whole hell of a lot. And like I said, I guess I'm not the only guy surprised that Cal Raleigh did not win MVP in the American League. Someone else who's a champion in his own right, and he's now actually running baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, is Buster Posey. I mean, he was on the MLB Network, and before it was announced that Judge won, Buster Posey said, "I think Cal Raleigh's going to win it."
You can't describe it. I mean, for him to put up those power numbers and just really overall offensive numbers, and then to do it with great defense, lead his team deep in the postseason. Incredible. I mean, truly incredible. And who knows how it'll shake out, you know, in the MVP race. But I'm a big Aaron Judge fan as well. But my vote would have to go with Cal.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it didn't work out that way. Did not. He's not the only one. We got a guy playing right now, Austin Hedges, a catcher for the Guardians. He's just like, I'm a catcher. He's a catcher. I got to go with my guy.
It's one of the best seasons that's ever been put together. There's a good chance we don't see it again. You know, I was thinking to myself when Salvi set the record for most homers by a catcher, I was thinking to myself, we might not see a season like this again. To be able to mentally still be there in the batter's box, your legs aren't fresh, you got foul tips, bumps and bruises. To go out and perform like a position player does is something that I really don't know we'll ever see again. So to me, that's the MVP of baseball this year.
Wow, he's the MVP?
He's the most valuable player in the American League. What he has done for Seattle and that group, their team is obviously much better now. They've made some moves. But for 4 months of the season, it was Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh giving up no runs behind the plate and hitting all the homers.
Yeah. I mean, he's a catcher. Of course he's going to back up his guy. And I mean, if Cal Raleigh ain't going to MVP hitting 60 home runs, and maybe it was the batting average too, 247, 60. People don't care about batting average anymore. Botch, are you surprised that Judge won again?
No, I'm not surprised. Just because he, besides for home runs, he had basically every other stat. It was just, does the defense and does DHing affect anything? And I think it's proven with Ohtani winning now and now Judge winning. It doesn't matter what your position is. If you can hit a lot better than the rest of the field, you're going to win.
Yeah, you go out there and mash. I mean, Aaron Judge led baseball, all of baseball, in every statistical category imaginable, especially batting average. It's not valued as much, but he's out there batting 331. And then you talk about Ohtani. There's no disputing anything with Ohtani. He got every single first place vote when it came down to the award in the National League. And I think a lot of people can agree on this one, what Dave Roberts said. He said, Shohei Ohtani, he is the greatest player on the planet. Fight your mother.
There's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet. You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat, he created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to, you know, have a game-clinching, to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special, and I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
Yeah. Well, shout outs to Shohei. He doesn't have to sit around at these stupid baseball awards. Hey, Bonch, what are they giving away? Second team, all team, MLB award? What is this, basketball?
It's been this way for a couple years now. Do they need to have an award show? No. But it's just a way to get anything to social media, have the stars promoted, and it's just a way for players to tamper and owners to tamper with free agents.
All team, second pitching. Like, what is this? This is just a bunch of nonsense. Oh. And ain't no, they just gave away the MVP award. He's sitting on his couch. Both Ohtani and Judge are on their couches. And now they're live in Vegas from the Cosmopolitan Hotel. They're giving away silly awards in the background. Like, what a waste of time. It just doesn't make sense. But it's the most baseball thing ever. Something to not make sense. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Marco Belletti, were you surprised that Aaron Judge won the MVP award again? I thought that the voters would be sick of him.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think there's a little bit of fatigue in it where you take it for granted. Mm-hmm. But his numbers were, I mean, monster numbers. Monster numbers.
Yeah. Well, I just thought that they were going to, I don't want to say pity votes. I was going to look at it like when Embiid won the award over Jokic a couple years ago. I'd be like, okay, fine. We got somebody else who had a dominant year just so we don't have to give it to this Jokic guy again. Let's just give it to this dude. I mean, Cal Raleigh hit 60 home runs, morphed by a catcher and then also switch hitter. I just thought that he'd be like, all right, enough of Judge, enough of the Yankees.
Yeah, you know what? I got to be fair. I would have gave it to him. But I think we went too far in my mind. We went from giving it to anybody that was on the best team and whoever's had the best numbers, he's the most valuable, which is silly because you had guys that had better years and it was kind of ridiculous. Now we've gotten to the point where I don't think value is looked at all. It's just straight numbers. And that to me is not the true essence of what the award should be. But I don't know if there's a happy medium. I don't. I think we've gotten kind of analytical in all our awards. You know, like back in the day, even with the Cy Young, you won 25 games, whether you had an ERA of like 2.9 or 2.4. Like, yeah, you won 25 games. Like, that, you did what you were supposed to do. Now, I mean, you could win the Cy Young, you're 3-6. Like, we've gotten a little too far away from all of it to me. I feel like we've gotten a little zeroed in on certain numbers and everything else doesn't matter.
Yeah. Judge had all the numbers, but we know Raleigh was, he helped inject a whole lot of life just back into that organization, into that city. And huge value in that in and of itself.
I'll ask you this. If he had three more homers and hit 63 and broke Judge's record from a few years ago, would he have won MVP?
The answer is yes.
So really, so we penalized him for three homers?
Was he penalized or was he just not acknowledged because he didn't get over the hump?
You talked about how
everything is numbers, right?
It's funny to me that the one year that Ohtani didn't win, was because Judge hit 62. And everybody was like, of course, he hit 62. He wins he sets the new American League record from 1961. Yeah. He's got to win it. Ohtani pitched that year. He hit like 35 homers that year, but it wasn't even a contest. It was automatic Judge. And I agreed at the time. Like, he had a ridiculous season. But now Raleigh hits 60 as a catcher.
You want to know something else? He's not a Yankee.
I guess. I don't know.
If he did it as a Yankee, would he not win the award?
60 as a catcher? And Judge was playing on the Mariners?
No. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you think they would have still given it to Judge?
I do, yeah. I mean, I think it was the... Yeah, look, the Yankee stuff, I think, helps at times, and I think it hurts at times. I think it also hurts at times, because there's, like, Yankee fatigue.
That's what I thought would hurt.
Yeah. So I don't know. Your hypothetical, maybe, because it would have been different and Judge wouldn't have done it a few years ago as a Yankee, so I guess. But I don't know. It just seems funny to me that you hit 60. It's like, hey, good for you. You hit 63. Oh, you're the MVP. Like, really? The three homers, that was what did it for you? To me, I got to be fair. The 60 as a switch-hitting catcher, that was enough for me. I didn't realize he had three more for me to give him on the award for it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I already made my predictions for next year. If Shohei Ohtani wins MVP again, if Aaron Judge is healthy, he wins MVP. I see the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. I see the Dodgers winning the World Series again. Oklahoma City Thunder win the championship. The only thing I don't have figured out, Marco Belletti, is who wins the Super Bowl. Not sure yet.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, that's kind of depressing. Like, why are we even doing this if that's the case? And go through a whole year just to get to the same thing?
Yeah, Dodgers 2026, right?
Damn. It's just depressing. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. You're probably right. And it's not because I'm not a fan of any of those teams. It's not that. It's just at some point, like, as much as I like dominance from certain clubs, not in every sport at the exact same time. Can we get more parity?
What's even more depressing is that literally we're staring in the face of 2026. That's even more depressing than anything else.
That's not necessarily wrong. I will throw this in. Otani, if he's healthy, he will win MVP for the remainder of time. And I don't mean that to be a joke.
Botcher said if he just hits 40 home runs and pitches, okay, is the number lower? If he hits 35 home runs and pitches, is he winning MVP?
Yeah. Unless somebody else 35? Hits 75 homers or 65. Like, Judge had to hit 62 to beat Otani for the 1 year that he didn't win MVP. Unless somebody does that, Otani's going to win the MVP because he does. If it's going to be straight numbers, who the hell else is going to be able to say, well, not only did I hit 35 homers, and that's a bad year. Not only did I hit 35 homers, I also threw 112 innings, and I struck out 160 guys. Like, that's it.
Well,
you can't fight that.
He got four of these suckers now. I hope he gets to 7 to tie or pass Barry Bonds. Sign me up.
He's going to get to 20 if he plays 20 years. Like, this,
good.
You can't stop that. It almost feels like it's not fair.
This is a conversation for another day. Not right now. Not enough time. Is he going to be the greatest baseball player ever? Is he already that?
He's going to be. Whether he is now, today or not, it doesn't matter. He's going to be.
Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was 100 years ago, okay? 100 years ago. We got our Babe Ruth right here. We're living it.
Yeah, and you know what? Isn't it so typical of us? We don't appreciate it in any way.
No, we're here.
We really don't. We're looking to tear it down.
Babe Ruth was the only guy doing what he was doing 100 years ago. He was the guy hitting the home runs. It was him all by himself. Mm-hmm. He pitched and then he hit. Now we got a guy who's doing both. Are we going to see another one? Unlikely.
Yeah, and we're not going to enjoy any of it until he retires. And then we're going to tell you how great it was when he was playing, when we watched it. Because back in the day, that was better. And we tell all these youngins that don't understand and don't appreciate.
Back in my day in 2025.
Damn right.
Yeah, now I'm even more depressed. Oh, my God. What year is that going to be? 20?
It ain't going to take that long. We start preaching real fast, so it won't take that long. Oh, yeah, we'll be talking about how, like, you know what? I saw a guy that not only could hit, he could pitch, too. He did both at the same time. Yeah. Not these guys that are out here can't even throw more than 4 or 5 innings.
Grandpa, 2025 was so long ago. Shut your mouth. Shut up. 2025 was a long... Oh, man. I need a smoke, and I don't smoke. I need a cigar. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I have about one or two a year. I think I may have one to close the year. I'm getting close here, Belletti. I'm getting close. You want one?
Yeah, you send one my way. I'll take it. Yeah.
I'll send you a stick, Belletti. I got you. You too, Boncha. You smoke?
Nope, not at all.
You want one? You ever had a cigar?
Nope. Don't want to try it. I feel like that's nasty. Probably tastes nasty.
Okay. One day, Bacha.
You know,
one day, okay.
I can't. I feel like we're already talking to the youngins.
Yeah, one day. One day, Bacha, you will want to have a smoke. Trust me, okay?
Yeah, right?
Okay. One day, you'll want to have a smoke. Trust me. Believe that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come back, talk about a few things in sports history. Let's talk about a few things in the sports now. It's a newsflash with Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. It's November 13th. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 13th, 1982, Chicago's Tony Esposito, he becomes the fourth NHL goaltender with 400 wins. Esposito, he made 34 saves and he helped the Blackhawks beat the Red Wings 3-2 at Joe Louis Arena. A few years ago, we lost Tony Esposito in 2021. Listen to some of his peers talk about his greatness.
He was fearless.
Tony was great at filling the net. He'd have his angles, he'd move around, you go to get him.
Tony was one of the greatest goaltenders of all time, without a doubt.
In 1988, Tony O put an exclamation point on his great career when he joined his brother in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I dedicated my life to playing goal, and I really did. I gave everything I had, and I put it above everything.
To be in the Hall of Fame was something great. But there are hundreds of players that are in the Hall of Fame. But to have your sweater retired in this fashion, and there's only a handful, is the ultimate dream that I could ever have wanted. And with the wonderful people of Chicago, thank you very much. I love you.
November 13th, 1984, by 2 years, Bernie Nichols of the LA Kings. He became the first NHL player to get a goal in all four periods of a game. He scored in first three periods of regulation. He scored in overtime, and he gave the Kings a victory over Quebec. Quebec. Listen to this. Bernie Nichols on his four goals. This is courtesy of Sportsnet.
The overtime goal was right here. I made a move. Yeah, slapped it up top for the winner. So it was exciting. It wasn't like none of them were fluky goals. They were all nice goals, and to do it one each period was pretty exciting. But I remember three of the four like it was yesterday, and especially the last one, because I remember I split the defenseman. I went in and cut a top corner, so it was exciting.
It sure was. I never scored an NHL goal, period. November 13th, 1992, I remember this. Riddick Bowe, he won the World Heavyweight Championship. He beat Evander Holyfield with a decision. Listen to Riddick Bowe on the victory. This is courtesy of HBO.
Well, first of all, I want to thank God and
give him prayers for giving me strength and courage. I told you, Evander, all you experts, you underestimate my stamina, my punching power. You know, Bert Cooper knocked Evander Fell in the rope. I knocked him down. You can't take him away from him. He put up a hell of a fight. And I'm just looking forward to the future.
Looking forward to the future. He eventually lost that. November 13, 2005, this was the longest play in NFL history. A Chicago Bear did it. Defensive back Nathan Vasher. He returned a missed field goal, 108 yards. He took it to the house. It was the final play of the first half. The Bears ultimately went out there and beat the Niners 17-9. Listen to this 108-yard field goal return for a touchdown.
But a tough wind, and here it goes, and he hooks it. Does it have the distance? No. Comes up short. Came up 4 yards short. It's being returned by Nathan Vasher, who spun away and goes to some open space, and he's got some blockers, and Vasher is going. Vasher needs one more block, and he's got it. Nathan Vasher, touchdown Bears. Do you believe that?
Yeah, 108 yards. So give me all the oxygen. I need all of the oxygen. November 13th, 2015. How about this? Russia's track federation, the entire track program, is suspended by the sports international governing body. Its athletes are barred from international competition because they said the whole damn country basically cheated. It's the first time the International Track Federation banned a country for doping. Listen to this, WCBD.
Russian track and field athletes could be banned from next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. This after a devastatingly critical report accused the country's government of complicity in widespread doping cover-ups. The World Anti-Doping Agency Commission set up to investigate doping in Russia said even the country's intelligence service, the FSB, was involved, spying on Moscow's anti-doping lab, including during last year's Olympics in Sochi. Of course, no matter if the Russians run or not, you can watch the 2016 Olympics in just under 270 days.
Yeah, listen, man, the whole damn country was on that Barry Bonds. Okay, there you have it. A few things that took place this day in sports history. As it stands right now, the New England Patriots still lead the New York Jets 14-7 here in the third quarter. Thank you so much to David Kohler for joining us from SCP Auctions. He is their CEO. They got all those home run balls from the Dodgers winning that World Series. Thank you as well to John McMullen for joining us. Covers the Eagles for Sports Illustrated. Of course, tomorrow we're going to get you all set and ready for all the college football action over the weekend. We'll talk about Sunday night football, dive a little bit deeper into the Lions and the Eagles. We got so much to get into. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, getting you ready for the weekend of football. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Find me online at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Why? A, because I said so. And then B, Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Be safe, be smooth, be cool, be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.